Before last year's Halloween show, I warned you not to let your children watch, but you did anyway. Well, this year's episode is even worse. It's scarier, more violent, and I think they snuck in some bad language, too. So please, tuck in your children and... Well, if you didn't listen to me last time, you're not going to now. Enjoy the show.
Presidential primaries are only a few months away.
Hey, if you don't like it, go to Russia.
Trick or treat, man.
Hey, aren't you a little old for this? You're not even wearing costumes.
Hand over the candy, old dude, or we egg your house back to the Stone Age.
Here you go, kid. Lousy punks.
Oh! We're home.
Get a good haul this year?
Jackpot!
I'm very, very proud of you, kid.
Would have gotten even more if Lisa could walk faster.
I didn't select this costume for mobility. I wore it to salute the noble Native Americans of the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah! Now, children, you can have one piece of candy tonight and save the rest for... If you eat too much, you'll have nightmares.
Oh, yeah. Everybody in the family's gonna have a bad nightmare tonight.
Oh, yeah. Three bad nightmares.
I'd like to see that. What a dump. Why would Princess Grace live in a place like this?
Dad, that's Monaco.
I can do that, but I don't wanna.
Yeah. What is this thing?
It is a monkey's paw dating back to Alalbin Avdala. It has the power to grant wishes to its owner.
Yeah? How much?
Sir, I must strongly advise you to not purchase this. Behind every wish lurks grave misfortune. I myself was once president of Algeria.
Come on, pal. I don't want to hear your life story. Paw me!
Ooh, Homer, where did you get that ugly thing?
Well, it's that little shop right over there. On your way, it was over there.
You'll be sorry.
Flight 7, Marrakesh to Springfield, now boarding.
Just a moment.
Don't shoot, they're souvenirs.
You must pay a fine of $2 American.
Okay.
Let's wish for X-ray specs that really work.
No, Bart, peace on Earth.
X-ray specs, peace on Earth. X-ray specs,
peace on Earth.
X-ray specs,
peace on Earth.
Forget it, you two. As the pants wearer of this house, I get the first wish.
Homer? There's something I don't like about that severed hand.
Bart, don't flake out on me. That monkey's paw is going to make our dreams come true.
Oh, no. Maggie made a wish.
Oh, my land.
Ooh, a luxury car. Good baby. Good Maggie.
Ooh, a new pacifier.
Don't!
Okay, no more fooling around. Pa, this is Bart. I wish for the Simpsons to be rich and famous.
Now you're talking.
Yay!
Woohoo!
Look, everybody! My purse exploded!
Come on, everybody. We're going to the fanciest restaurant in town.
I'm terribly sorry. I have absolutely nothing until June. The Simpsons. Right this way, please.
Homer, maybe fame and fortune aren't as bad as they say.
If I hear one more thing about the Simpsons, I swear I'm going to scream.
At first they were cute and funny, but now they're just annoying.
$18 for this? What a ripoff.
Man smart.
A woman is smarter.
Man smart.
A woman is.
Man, this thing's really getting out of hand.
Oh, is there anything they won't do?
Oh, Homer. This is awful.
Come to think of it, the guy that sold me this thing did say the wishes would bring grave misfortune. He thought he was just being colorful.
I wish for world peace.
See, son, that was very selfish of you.
Sorry about the Falklands, old boy.
Oh, forget it. We kind of knew they were yours.
Hey, won't be needing these anymore.
For the plucking.
People of Earth, we come to you in the spirit of hostility and menace.
Now, let's be reasonable. We can resolve our differences peacefully. Ow.
Your superior intellect is no match for our puny weapons.
Gardner, you've got to do something.
What do you want me to do? I'm a baker now.
They conquered us with a club.
Wish we'd saved an A-bomb or two.
Move along, humans.
This is all the Simpsons' fault.
Before, I was just bored with their antics and their merchandise. Now I wish they were dead.
Geez, now we're slaves. This paw sucks.
Okay. I'll make a wish that can't backfire. I wish for a turkey sandwich on rye bread with lettuce and mustard. And I don't want any zombie turkeys. I don't want to turn into a turkey myself. And I don't want any other weird surprises. You got it?
Hey. Not bad. Nice hot mustard. Good bread. Turkey's a little dry. The turkey's a little dry. Oh, foul, accursed thing! What demon from the depth of hell created thee?
Hey, fellow slave. Is that one of those monkey paw dealies that lets you wish for things?
Yeah, but I gotta warn you that this thing is... Yeah, that's what it is. You wanna try it?
Okey-dokey. Oh, would you look at that? Ah!
Kneel before my slingshot, puny earthling.
Well... I guess my first wish is to get rid of those awful aliens.
Ah! He's got a board with a nail in it!
And save humanity, will ya?
Run, Kodos!
Well, Kang, it seems the Earthlings won.
Did they? That board with the nail in it may have defeated us, but the humans won't stop there. They'll make bigger boards and bigger nails. Soon they will make a board with a nail so big it will destroy them all.
Hey, Homer, this little thingamajig really works great. Well, now that I've saved the Earth, maybe I ought to spruce up the old homestead.
I wish I had a monkey's paw.
What's the matter?
I had a bad dream. Could I sleep in your bed?
No.
I'll give you a candy necklace.
Climb aboard.
Thanks, Bart.
Let's talk more sleep.
Presented for your consideration, Springfield, an average little town with a not-so-average monster. The people of Springfield have to make sure they think happy thoughts and say happy things, because this particular monster can read minds, and if displeased, can turn people into grotesque walking terrors.
Happy thoughts. Boy, I'm getting mighty sick of this. Ruff, bow, wow.
And did I mention that the monster is a 10-year-old boy? Quite a twist, huh? Bet you didn't see that one coming.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning, dear.
Hiya, Bart. How's my boy?
Every day, same old cat. I'll make it more interesting. Oh, there, that's better.
Much better. Oh, good, the curtains are on fire.
It's good that you made that awful thing, Bart. It's real good.
Mom, you better get ready for school.
Okay.
He gets it from your side of the family, you know. No monsters on my side.
Hi, guys. Hi, Otto. Move over. I'm driving.
Oh, no can do, little buddy. See, there's a rule. Oh, wait. You're the little dude with all the gnarly powers.
Quick, widen the brake, Otto. Give it some gas, man.
This is fun, isn't it? We're going to die, aren't we?
History of our country has been changed again to correspond with Bart's answers on yesterday's test. Huh? America was now discovered in 1942 by some guy, and our country isn't called America anymore. It's Bonerland.
Your attention, please. This is Principal Skinner. Bart, this one's for you. Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey. Hello, my ragtime gal. Send me your kiss by water.
Phone.
Baby, my
Mouse Tavern. Hold on, I'll check. Hey, everybody. I'm a stupid moron with an ugly face and a big butt, and my butt smells, and I like to kiss my own butt.
That's a new one.
Wait a minute.
One more time. Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey. Hello, my ragtime. Yes, double time now.
I love school.
Mike, come on. Make it, make it, make it. Please, please, please.
I want to watch Krusty.
Shut up, boy. If they make this field goal, I win $50.
The kick is up. It's looking good. The ball is turning into a fat bald guy. And it's no good. And you know what we say every time something strange happens? It's good that Bart did that. It's very good.
Well, we're still on 346 consecutive hours. And all because of one little boy who won't let me stop. Anyway, now let's go over and see if Sideshow Mel has any more of those legal, over-the-counter wake-up drugs of his.
Slowly, slowly, don't make a sound. Don't even think, because he can hear your thoughts. Then when he's least expecting it, bash his head into the chair. End of monster.
Did it.
That's it, young man. You're coming with me. Please.
You like attention, don't you, Bart?
Do I ever?
Well, we all do. The problem is that you don't care whether you get good attention for, say, getting high marks in school, or bad attention for, say, turning your father into a jack-in-the-box. Homer, I see you agree with my theory.
I'm not nodding. It's the air conditioning.
Well, that's too bad, because the attention the boy craves should be coming from you. I want you to spend some quality time with him. Get to know him. Maybe even love him.
Good night, son.
Good night, Dad. You know, these last few days have been really swell. I wish there was something I could do to repay you.
Well, if you wanted to, you could give me my body back.
You got it.
Hey, oh, whoa. Thanks, boy.
I love you, Dad.
I love you, son.
Oh.
goodness, what's wrong?
We both had nightmares.
Can we sleep with you?
You both toilet trained?
Yes.
Oh, okay then. 4 o'clock. A couple of hours I have to get up and go to work. Gotta go to work. Go to work.
Ooh, look at them smithies. Gold brickers, layabouts, slugger beds. Little do they realize their days of suckling at my teat are numbered.
Oh, in the meantime, sir, may I suggest a random firing? Just to throw the fear of God into them.
Very well. Eeny, meeny, miny. Ugh, him.
Attention, Homer Simpson. Attention, Homer Simpson. Wake up, Homer.
Hey, what? Huh? What?
You're fired.
For what?
For sleeping on the job.
How'd you know I was sleeping?
We've been watching you on the surveillance camera.
Camera?
Don't! Smithers, to the laboratory. You know, Smithers, I've always despised the laziness of the common worker. Then I realized his spirit was willing, but the flesh was weak. So I replaced the flesh, which is weak, with steel, which is strong. Behold, the greatest breakthrough in labor relations since the Cat O' Nine Tales.
How long till it's up and running, sir?
Keep your pants on, Smithers. First we need a human brain.
Hey, here's a good job, Dad. Oh, wait, you have to know how to operate an ultrasonic lithotripter.
How hard can it be?
Hey, Dad, here's one. $28 an hour, plenty of fresh air, and you get to meet lots of interesting people.
Ooh, what job is that?
Grave digger.
Deeper, wider, faster. I wouldn't bet him a turtle in that mud puddle. Yeah. What's the use?
What a slave driver. What corpse should we unearth, sir?
I don't know. I feel like a kid in a candy store. Hello, an open grave. Smithers, get him out quickly. The stench is overpowering.
Wait a minute, sir. That's Homer Simpson. He wasn't exactly a model employee.
Well, who is a model employee?
Simpson will do just fine, sir. Did you hear that, sir?
No, I didn't. Who is it? Frankenstein? The Boogerman?
It's the man in the bag, sir. I think he's alive.
Ooh. Bed corp. Scaring Smithers. Satisfied?
Thank you, sir.
Excellent. Smithers, hand me that ice cream scoop.
Ice cream scoop?
Damn it, Smithers. This isn't rocket science, it's brain surgery. All right. Hello. Look at me, I'm Davy Crockett. Look, Smithers, a twitch. It's moving. It's alive. Oh, that fellow at Radio Shack said I was mad. Well, who's mad now? Hi there.
I'm a veggie.
Geraldo Rivera, Madonna, and a diseased yak.
Mom, what's wrong?
It's your father. He's missing.
Dad's missing? Get out of here.
He's been gone for 2 days.
Well, you know, she's right.
It wasn't supposed to be this way. It was supposed to be a thing of beauty, not this abomination. Oh, Smithers, I was wrong to play God. Life is precious, not a thing to be toyed with. Now take out that brain and flush it down the toilet.
Sir, his family might appreciate it if you return the brain to his body.
Oh, come on. It's 11:45. Oh, Smithers, when you look at me with those puppy dog eyes. All right.
Oh.
So will you quit your complaining?
Sir, do you know what this means? He is alive.
Oh, you're right, Smithers. I guess I owe you a coke. And as for you, you clinking, clattering cacophony of collisionist cogs and camshafts, take that!
Ah! Run, sir!
Every bone shattered, organs leaking vital fluids, a slight headache, loss of appetite. Smithers, I'm going to die.
Sir, is there nothing I can do?
Well, perhaps. Smithers, go to my office. In the third drawer of my desk are surgical tools and some ether.
Did you have a nightmare, homie?
No, Bart bit me.
Hey, man, you were crushing me. I tried to scream, but my mouth was full of flab.
Yeah, I gotta go shake the dew off the lily.
Perhaps you're wondering why you have two heads. Well, my body was crushed, so I had my head grafted onto your, shall we say, ample frame.
I didn't wake up. It's all a dream. It's just a dream.
Oh, that's right. It's all a dream. Or is it?
Next week on The Simpsons.
Don't forget, Dad. Tonight my class is having an all-you-can-eat spaghetti dinner.
Spaghetti.
But Homer, tonight's our reception for Queen Beatrix of the Netherlands.
Oh, I hate having two heads.